flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So our former colleague here at Sports Radio 610, our friend Ted Johnson, has just started back up doing afternoons daily, Monday through Friday. He's on WEEI up there. That's our sister station up in Boston. So it's a similar show to what he had when he was on here with me. It's a three-person show. Ted's the, you know, the former player on the show, and then there's two hosts there that are with him, and they drop a lot of video from their show, or at least a lot of it winds up on my timeline. And yesterday, this one got a lot of run. We know that Ted has had a complicated relationship with Bill Belichick through the years, right?
Yeah, I mean, Ted basically has called Belichick out for, you know, putting a lot of pressure on him to play well concussed
practice
or immediately
well
after concussion. Right, yeah. So it's been... Like, Ted's kind of been out of the circle of trust for Belichick and parts of the Patriots for a while
now. A long, long time, yeah. But he's doing very well, for those wondering. He's back on the radio up there. He does a lot of TV up there as well. And he's not changed his opinions. Like, Ted is still... The parts that he loves about the Patriots, he's very outspoken about. And the parts that he still has issues with, he's very outspoken about. You will never tame Ted Johnson when it comes to that stuff, ever. So yesterday they got into a discussion, Ted did, with his two co-hosts about Belichick's role. I guess a big topic had been, you know, like it's like the MJ versus LeBron of football, like probably up in New England. Is it Brady or is it Belichick that we give credit to? Anytime there's a lull, you just go to that and that'll get people going. So here was Ted Johnson on the percentage of credit that he would give Bill Belichick for the 6 Super Bowl wins.
You want me to chop it up?
Yeah.
I go 60 Brady. Are you ready for that? You're not going to like this.
No, I don't think
I'm
going to
love this.
30% others, 10% Bill.
That's Ted Johnson.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Did you just say 10% Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
10%
out of 100?
Let me ask you this. What other coach how much credit do you give Andy Reid?
I think Andy Reid is on his way to being the greatest coach in the history of football.
So you give him huge. What I'm trying to say is, how many coaches would you give even 2%, 5%, 8% credit to for being the reason why you win or lose?
But one big difference there, and this is my argument.
You win.
So Bill Belichick took a 6th round quarterback, 199th overall, correct?
He did at the behest of
Dick Raybine.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Dick Raybine.
It wasn't Bill.
But
was...
I'm saying the talent level.
Yeah.
The NFL put a talent level on Tom Brady. The talent level was 6th round, correct?
Correct.
So Bill took a 6th round talent and helped mold him into a second year Super Bowl champion by his 4th year in line for debates with Joe Montana. Is could this guy be the greatest quarterback of all time? So he molded him at his most formative stages of his NFL career?
He was the coach as he was being formed, yes.
I feel like Ted is on the stand, and I'm the cross-examiner.
If you think, do you think Tom Brady if he didn't play for Bill Belichick, would never have won any Super Bowls. He wouldn't be a great quarterback. If he only played for Bill Belichick, that was the only way he was going to win multiple Super Bowls.
All right.
Okay. All right. There's a lot to unpack there. I feel like where he talked himself into a corner a little bit was with how he divvied up the percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 10%, I can't play devil's advocate on that. I mean, it's hard to keep a job in the NFL for 3 years.
Seth, like, when I saw the tweet before I had even clicked on the video, I saw the tweet. I'm like, oh.
All right. Now this is where this is what I would say, I guess, in defense of Belichick. I argue that he deserves more than 10% credit. This is, stay with me, Sean. I know. Stay with me. Don't interrupt me, because as I try to make a case that Bill Belichick was more than 10% responsible
for the floor is yours, Senator,
for winning six Super yeah. Bowls, I'm going to say, this is the thing. I don't know if Tom Brady would have made the team on a lot of other teams.
Yeah.
I think that you have to look at, you know, how lowly regarded he was by other teams. What typically happens to guys when they're sixth or seventh round quarterbacks and they don't have athletic traits or whatever? Maybe hopefully you're on the practice squad. You might be around, but I don't know if you would have made the team. But then also that Tom Brady, as we came to know him and view him as a quarterback, he really wasn't that guy for those first three Super Bowls. I mean, he was very clutch in a lot of ways, but he wasn't that incredible orchestra conductor that he would become until the second half of his career, really. Yeah. And a lot of that comes from, but he was smart and he did things to help win. Like, he was really good at winning football games, partly because they had a really good defense on the other side of him, which is all about Belichick. And I hate getting into the arguments about, you know, who was it, Belichick or was it Brady? Because, you know, the analogy I always use is, okay, who's responsible for a good marriage, the husband or a wife?
Mm-hmm.
And both. Like, you can't have a 10% husband and a 90% wife and consider that a good marriage. Like, it's right. Probably like the guy's a scoundrel. He's out cheating on her all the time.
Yeah.
Hasn't had a job in 4 years, but she's a saint.
Yeah.
And that's why they have such a successful marriage.
Yeah.
If he had gone, what's the lowest percentage that you could have gone where, like, I think maybe you could entertain having the conversation? Like 40%?
40%. I would say 60-40 Brady. Look, the fact of the matter is, if we just want to get empirical about this, like, let's look at the results after the two of them split up.
Yeah.
Brady
yeah.
went and won a Super Bowl the very next year in Tampa Bay. Yeah. And Bill Belichick made the playoffs 1 year with Mac Jones, and then the team fell off the face of the earth, largely
right.
due to horrible decisions by Bill Belichick, both in personnel and in staffing, in making yeah. Joe Judge and Matt Patricia a two-headed offensive coordinator of doom.
Which, by the way, it's always, that's another curious thing, because Andy Reid, another greatest coach of his division, he did the same damn thing at the end of his tenure with the Eagles.
Yeah.
He made an offensive line coach the defensive coordinator. Yeah. Like, to hold together a dynasty like that for that long,
yeah.
It's not about just having a good quarterback. I mean, if that were the case, Mike McCarthy would have four Super Bowls right now.
That's right.
It's, you know, I always tend to revert to just, it's genuinely 50-50 that Belichick was the right guy for Brady and Brady was the right guy for Belichick. The biggest thing that, if you want to divvy up credit, the really interesting dynamic with the Patriots was always, for me, all right, Brady being willing to play below his market value for so long,
mm-hmm.
despite having so much success, does he do that for other coaches? Would he have done that for other coaches? And I think for Brady, it always felt like Brady understood that his best opportunity for success and the thing that was working was with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And even though Belichick might grade against him and all of that, like, Brady just knew that, hey, I can go make more money elsewhere, but it's awful fun winning championships, and this is the right spot to do it. And it all starts, the structure of it all starts with Bill Belichick.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know what? We need to holster that audio. We need to keep that audio, not the whole thing, but just Ted's take on it and save it and play for Casario the next time we have him on. Not that Nick's going to assign percentages and things like that, but just to get his reaction to it.
I think Nick probably has the exact same take on it that I do.
I do too.
It's one of those things that you just, it's impossible. It was a really good relationship, you know? It was a really good relationship, and it was a really good pairing. Andy Reid is another great example. Hey, Andy Reid was a really, really, really good coach with Donovan McNabb.
Yep.
And he's a different coach with Pat Mahomes. Would Pat Mahomes be the same guy with Bobby Slowik as his offensive coordinator? I tend to think not. Mm-hmm. If Pat Mahomes, okay, if C.J. Stroud had Andy Reid this past season as an offensive coordinator or Bobby Slowik, switch coordinators,
right,
or switch offensive minds. Who's the better quarterback this year?
Yeah,
I would put my money on C.J. Stroud with Andy Reid, but it's impossible. It's just impossible to actually divvy up the credit in a situation like that.
Yeah, someone's saying, hey, it's worth noting Bill went 11-5 in 94 with the Browns and took them to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, no- I didn't expect that. Nobody ever brings that up, yeah. Yeah, you know who else? You know who won 11 games with him after that? Todd Haley with Matt Castle 2 years later. No, sorry, Seth.
They're bringing up when he was the coach of the Browns in 1994.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought he was the Matt. I heard 11-5. And I went straight
immediately
to
went
Castle.
To no that was their record yeah. that year yeah no I get
right.
it
right no it's both it's
yeah.
both
yeah Belichick's you a good know? Coach yeah Ted yeah. no Ted yeah. Ted's wrong like Ted's wrong, and I don't think Ted has a problem with us saying that, like Ted, like the part it, and I love Ted, but the part where he's like, how much credit do you really give a coach? Like 2%, 5%, 8%? Like, no, like a lot more than 10, you know? The funniest part of that was Ted's co-host going when he said 10%, and one of them, I don't know their names. One of
he
them
said
was just,
out of 100.
Out of 100. Yeah. When he's just bewildered, he goes, out of 100? That was hilarious.
I feel bad for Ted because this is going to be brought up all the time. He's never gonna be able to have an interaction, or at least for a long time he's not gonna be able to have an interaction on social media or whatever without somebody bringing up, yeah, but aren't you the guy that
the tweet that they tweeted it out, like the station, like they highlighted the 10%, which is what you do to get people to click on the video, but they called it like 10% Teddy or something like that. Like they nicknamed him or something, like 10% Teddy or whatever.
The biggest problem with guys who come out of New England to be head coaches, or they came out of the Belichick tree, was that I felt like each one of them genuinely felt like he was responsible for 10%.
Yes.
Like Matt Patricia felt like, yeah, I was responsible for at least 10% of that.
Right. That's good stuff, man. Good job by Ted, man. Got people talking. That's got people, got things popping. It was lively, man. Like, you know, the old saying, man, you add pizza and Ted Johnson to any situation, and it gets popping, baby.
Why did I write Jason Garrett down in my notes?
I don't know why you wrote Jason Garrett, but the other thing you wrote down on the rundown that I thought is a really good point you haven't touched on yet, which was your very first bullet point.
Oh, yeah. Could this pull Ted closer to Bob Kraft?
Yes.
Bob Kraft seems to be trying to diminish Belichick's legacy via documentary and other methods. Yeah.
And if that's the case, then Ted Johnson is a delicate genius.
This is Machiavellian.
Yeah,
I think it is. Bob Kraft is in his office, darkened office, smoking a cigar, streaming, because he had his assistant set up the stream for him. And he hears Ted Johnson say that. He's like, oh, this, you know, I never gave Ted enough credit, really, for those first three Super Bowl victories. I'd say Ted was responsible for 12% of them.
85% Ted Johnson. All right. Hey, if you want to get to Vegas, one good way to do it, the best way to get to Vegas, I would say, would be to try to win the Slam Dunk Trip to Vegas contest that we've got going on right now. The trip could be yours. How? By tuning in to Sports Radio 610 for an hour a day on the Odyssey app, live, rewind, show, podcast. Doesn't matter. Whatever. However you listen to it, just do it for at least 60 minutes and or any participating station on the Odyssey app, and you earn your daily entry. So do it every day. You earn your daily entry for you and three friends to potentially win a trip to Vegas in March, each with an extra $5K in your pockets for the ultimate college basketball tournament experience. Just log in and listen now, if you're not already, on the Odyssey app for your chance to win this national contest. We did the Texans' four best offensive plays earlier. I got the poll up already. People are voting. We're going to announce the winners tomorrow. We're going to do the four best defensive plays. This was a much harder list to come up with. The four best defensive plays for the Houston Texans in 2024. We'll run through those, put up a poll, let you vote on it coming up next.